Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
And yes, it's me, Allison, no longer at Red Hood.
Good evening, and welcome to AMC Press & Co. We would like you to know that this episode is sponsored by Taco Bell and Infantilism. Where you can find us is itsmyyearls.com/AMC Press or Twitter at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News, which can be found on the same site. And now a word from our sponsors. Do you like Miley Cyrus? Do you like Pop-Tarts? Well, then come and visit the hall of retired young musicians who haven't made it just quite yet. Some are robotic, some you just learn to hate, all are enjoyable. Wait, we take this back. None are enjoyable unless you bring a chihuahua. Man, I wonder what that is.
Yeah.
Man, wanted his Taco Bell so badly. Where he wanted to cause a scene, and the police took him into custody.
Yeah.
Where he bumped into the chihuahua who made all the Taco Bell commercials.
Interesting.
Apparently the chihuahua interrogated him, and this is what it sounded like. Woo! 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 Sorry, wait a second. That was the other interrogation.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
That was the dog interrogation. More on that later.
Yeah.
The Gabriel Harris, who is 33, was arrested on Sunday morning after allegedly driving through and getting in a fight with police at Taco Bell in Florida.
Hmm.
Harris and a female friend rode up to the fast food joint on their bikes and attempted to order a meal at the drive-thru when it was closing. Now, they were detained, denied drive-thru service because they were on their bike.
Interesting.
Mr. Harris and his companion refused to leave. Employees called 911 when the officers arrived at Taco Bell. Harris was still on his bike and he had a limited sticker. At first, as police were asking Harris to leave, one officer spotted a red Swiss Army knife on Harris's belt loop and tried to reach for it.
definitely
grabbed the officer's wrist, and which led to a tussle.
Never the best. Never the best.
Never the best. Had Harris was booked into the Velosa Country Branch, as if they were a city and country branch, county branch, jail, and charged with resisting arrest with violence, and he was released on $1,000 bond, only after posting his mugshot, which looked like the Joker on crack.
Which is always interesting.
Harris, this isn't Harris's first run in with the law. He was arrested after resisting an officer without violence in early August and appeared with a happier mugshot than this one. Which looks subconsciously like I love my life, but I'm really sad that you took a mugshot from me. I really love my life. I mean, really stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and yet they, this, it's funny in the fact that a lot of these guys, they, look really, really, really stupid in front of the camera.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially Carlos Soso Rodriguez, this insane half-headed man. Mugshot went viral, and 2012 after this man who went by Hafty was charged with soliciting prostitution. His flattened skull came from a car accident into where he got drunk.
Interesting.
I was driving, I hit a pole and flew out of the front window and landed on my head. He tells the Miami News Times. There's some really weird people.
Tell us about
it. Clearly. I mean, these are just unforgivable if you look at some of these mugshots. I mean,
great, it's crazy.
It's helpful. The other one, I mean, it is funny, you know, how people get into stuff that is just stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's very, very clear. I love this shit.
It's like you can't learn? You can't learn.
No. I don't really think that they can actually learn.
Okay, great.
But anyway,
it just doesn't bode well either.
No.
It's like,
it doesn't
bode
well.
No. How about no?
But,
Yeah, it's the same thing because Cosby, Bill Cosby is in the news lately because of the fact that he's been accused of sexual assault several thousand times by different women. I think now just, you know, the fact that random women are showing up and saying, "You raped me!" for the money. "You raped me!" And Bill Cosby saying, "No, I didn't rape you." He probably has a list of people that are, you know, not consciously, subconsciously, that he kind of, you know, by accident.
Or it's something that you can't really, that we don't know. We just don't know. So
no,
why
nobody
we...
knows. Nobody knows. That's the thing.
Right.
Nobody
and
knows.
And it's sad. It's sad when we're both saying,
I mean,
you're really doing this to someone whose career can be gone. No questions asked. So,
oh, yeah.
What do you do? It's like you can't just do. You have to realize there has to be a great, and this is why our country has innocent until proven guilty. Unlike the story that you were discussing, where clearly he did make a very big thing out of nothing. I'm really trying to tick people off. They're also waiting for their own food. This doesn't bode well.
Right.
It's almost like really, stupid.
Giving anything just to a chihuahua and saying, "No, I'm going to keep standing here until my order is fulfilled. I'm hungry."
Which
I'm gonna go and excuse me, I'm gonna just talk to this box, okay? And whatever I say, you have to ring up. By the way, I like the color of your hair. What?
I
like the color of your hair.
I think that works. Still wouldn't. Bode well.
It wouldn't fly.
It's like, "Oh, I want that." No, you have to. You go away. You just please leave.
Please go away. No, I don't want to go away. So if you don't go away, we're gonna call the police. Fuck the police.
Which is crazy. It's like you're just wanting things. Really doesn't help.
Oh, yeah. But yet, you know, that some people, you know, have trouble dating this Justin, you know, and breaking up too. There's a breakup text that takes it to a whole new level. Breaking up is
right.
Via text is never the way to go. And breaking up via text and including a ludicrous number on this while you're doing it is most definitely not the way to go. Apparently,
yeah,
if he wasn't aware of his egregious text. It says 10:34 a.m. messages 3, bubble contact.
1, you refuse to update this relationship on your status on Facebook. 2, you won't include me in things like the wedding this weekend. 3, I should have been the one to escort you. 3, you're rude to my cat, and that makes me feel uncomfortable. 4, you do not share your time equally by now. Your boyfriend should be taking priority. 5, your swearing is very unladylike. 6, you won't disclose how many sexual partners you have been with, and that makes me think upwards of 3. Anything more than that is unacceptable.
Which is...
Isn't
pretty
that like Guy Code?
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, is there such thing as a dating code?
No, not from my...
I mean, ladies out there, should there be?
Depending on who it is.
But yet, the funniest thing is how then they have a meme of a cat polishing his, or filing his claws. And it's a black
cat.
And we'd hate for this cat to, the next cat she encounters, to be anything less than impressed with her. Yet, the other Texan fails. I just realized the Neapolitan ice cream is the nature of ice cream. LMAO. World of Motion Kitty Basket. LMAO. Best autocorrector. Oh my god, I'm crying. Tears are running down my face. I'm by the state. So how's the date tonight last night, bro?
School?
Not quite. The first date, we went to the dinner and then walked to home. Then I killed her in the woods at her house and left. Killing her seems a bit harsh. Did she order a lobster and a soy mignon?
Wow.
Kissed! What the fuck? Apologies. It's our first date, and I'm stopping by to get brothers anyway. You never know. LOL. Hell yeah! Better safe than sorry. Sorry, I ate the last waffle. Holy shit, what the fuck was that? I ate Jenny's last waffle like 4 months ago and never apologized. That shit is epic!
It's like the saddest, most horrifying thing that could happen.
Yet, coming out. Everything okay? Haven't heard from you in a few days. Yep, sorry, Ma. I just came out of the closet. Oh, Matthew, that's great! I always had a hunch. I love you no matter what. So does your father. Holy shit. I'm not gay, Ma. I'm like coming out of the clinic now. Oh, I see. The real issue is... You think I am gay? Anyway. Moving on. Let's see.
Oh, it must be
Allison, there. Do you want to take the next one?
You could, since it deals with everyone on here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. We told you last night about the Able Act. Oh, right. Right. Hello. Sorry, I skipped a bit. No, what's the most...
Yeah, I know.
Right? Hello. We're the Chihuahua Union, and we know it's December and all, but we're excited to see... We're excited because we get to kill the taco industry. Mexicans are warned. Cross the border at your own peril.
Well, it's that time again. Mark your calendars, the vote is planned for the Able Act, which this means that things are back up again. And it means that they have heard us and they are voting. Allison?
Yes, the Able Act will be going, will be on the floor of Congress. There.
Did you say Congress?
Yes, Congress. Or U.S. Rep. Yeah, with, yeah. They will be getting it on the floor, either state reps or within. It will be up on the docket for House of Representatives, and as of next month, as it states on disabilityscoop.com, which is an amazing site where you can find all the latest news and disabilities as well. On that note, that they're going to be having it to be voted on, and which means the ABLE Act is coming up too, because they all go hand in hand. Can't have one without the other. So their ABLE Act will be on the floor as of next month, which is amazing.
How do you know?
It is stated on Disability Scoop. So it does say next month. Bipartisan legislation to bring to the floor this December, which means next month. Clearly states. What do you
next
guys
month.
Yes, next month. Like, next month is not a
in
it's
December.
Not too far. Yeah.
Yes.
Does that mean what?
That means that they're going to be voting on it.
So by...
Which means...
The new year?
Most likely it will be passed, and if it doesn't, that's something that I don't... That would just be very sad as well.
Well, it would be very sad if it didn't get passed into law very soon.
We're all rooting on
this
year. I mean, because we all have disabilities, and we really, really don't want a texting fail like, is everything okay? I haven't heard from you in days. Yep, sorry, Mom, I just came out from Congress.
What?
Yes. Oh, Red Hood,
that
was great. I always had a hunch you were a Republican. I love you no matter what. So does your father. Holy shit, Mom, I'm not a Republican. I meant, I'm coming out of Congress now. Oh, I see. The real issue is you think I'm a Republican?
That's an issue right there. Oh, wait, that deserves something. There it is.
Yep, that's it.
The rim shot guy fell asleep.
Plenty more. There are plenty more.
Yes.
So, this means that everybody is, basically...
basically how do you want to put it? Basically everybody's saying yeah.
It's a thing of let's do this, let's get on the ball, let's jump and get this started.
Well, let's get on the ball and get this
get on the ball
in Congress, or finish the party, or maybe dissolve the Republican Party, because, well, Republicans are a subtle bunch, aren't they?
So, yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting.
It's definitely going to be interesting in terms of if they vote this through, we'll have to see what it means for us.
Yeah.
And
so many others.
Anything else?
Because I look at it as Congress passing it be very so beneficial.
Oh, yeah. To a lot of people. To a lot of people. And the fact that U.S. The thing is that in terms of, as a mom, I love Kathy Morse Rogers, who's a Republican in Washington, said to the class of representatives will hold the floor on achieving a better life of the able act next month. As a mom with a son who was born with an extra 21st chromosome, I understand firsthand how federal policies can limit nor expand the opportunities of those with disabilities. The ABLE Act will change this, and I'm thrilled to announce that we get this critical bipartisan legislation on the floor this December.
Yeah! It's awesome. There's no way.
Matt Sparks, the spokesman for the House Majority Leader, says Kevin McCarthy of Republican of California confirmed that the votes will take place this summer. This won't be a trade in process as well. The news comes from a running short for the ABLE Act that has been under consideration in Congress since 2006 and has only gained significant traction this year. Advocates have been pressing hard for the vote in December, since efforts to enact legislation would have been to start all over again in 2015 when the next Congress converges. However, if the bill does not pass this year, under the ABLE Act, people with disabilities would be able to establish special accounts at any financial institution where they could deposit up to $14,000 annually, and individuals could accrue up to $100,000 in savings without risking their eligibility of government benefits like Social Security. What's more, Medicaid coverage could be retained no matter how much money is deposited. Funds proposed in the ABLE account could be able
rich
to pay for education, healthcare, transportation, housing, and other expenses, which is model of the popular 529 college savings plans. Earned interest on the savings which accounts will be tax-free. We're very optimistic about something that will happen in the Senate. Rizzo, spokesman for Senator Bob Casey, Democrat from Pennsylvania, the ABLE Act lead sponsor. Brilliant.
Which is amazing that people are supporting this.
Oh, definitely.
This is huge.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I am happy in terms of anything, you know. Everything that includes this whole thing. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I mean, I'm stunned because I thought this day would never, ever come. Did you?
I didn't know when it was going to come, and I look at it as, I don't know, if I was I'm optimistic that the day
would come. Well, we're always optimistic.
Yes, but more so about this, since it affects not only us, but everyone is affected.
Right, right. And now a word from our sponsor. Do you like first graders? Do you like cages? If so, call the Viking Union, the Viking Teachers Union. We're here every day to sharpen our knives and our wit. Call 1-800-TRAPPING. That's 1-800-TRAPPING. And on to our next story. A 14-year-old boy with a mild brain disability abused a 10-year-old boy during a video games and is given a 5-year suspended sentence. Do you have anything to say about this?
I just saw this and I was just like, this just makes things... It blew my mind.
Why?
It's just, no, I agree. It definitely blew me away with saying, okay, I'm glad that he got out. It should not have. It's the thing of, I'm glad. It's just hard to put into words when you're looking at it and saying someone who has a disability and going through so much and then being able to have his sentence suspended, that's huge. It's a thing of, okay, it's huge.
So we didn't get suspended.
I'm sorry,
he did get suspended.
Right. So this means he could go back and have different... He's going to get the help he needs, which is huge.
And where is he going to get the help then?
From two different organizations, which...
Which are?
Wait. Hold on. How about you help too, Red?
Well...
There's a disability service and a child family agency, which it's definitely, I'm glad.
What was the problem in the first place?
Right.
What was the problem in the first place, though?
How about you help as well, Red Hood?
I mean, I can't, but because my computer's frozen. Which is quite interesting, that's why I'm asking.
They dealt with There was a physical altercation or over playing Xbox. So it's over playing a video game.
Playing a video game.
her video game system.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I agree. So it was something, I look at it as, it's hard enough when people don't understand. And when someone who has a disability does something,
I mean, but in what way exactly?
I'm sorry, can't. It's, hold on. There's a lot to read. Johnny, could you help? Could you come in?
Oh.
There's a lot here.
Oh.
And there was some accusations of touching and horseplay.
What?
Yeah, there is a lot that happened to this person, and sorry, can't verbalize, but it's
pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's like, okay, everyone plays their own jokes around. So,
I'm just waiting for my news station to load up.
Okay.
Technical problems.
Ah, never good.
Never good. Never good in broadcast, and I usually don't do this.
I know. Oh.
However, it is a stigma kind of thing when, like, everything. Everything you have turns to shit. You know, because you keep, with a disability, you keep looking ahead and everybody keeps looking behind you.
Right.
Saying, Did he do it? He did it. Oh my God, Ken's Joe. No. That's not the best answer.
Right, I agree.
I mean,
it's what
people have to learn.
And it's like, he can't, yes, what he did was wrong, but you also can't, if he doesn't understand, that's something that you can't change either.
Right, you can't change it, even if you wanted to change it. You couldn't change the fact that, some parents live in a fantasy world of their kid. You know, that their kid is the most brilliant piece of work ever.
Right. And that's never the case.
I mean, Johnny, can you remember ever a time that you're ever brilliant at anything? Or your parents said, oh my God, that's brilliant. Or that you did something correctly and your parents didn't say, oh my God, that was brilliant.
Like all the time, like.
All the time.
Like, hello, like, I've gotten to the point where pat myself on the back, like, oh wow. That
right. And generally, with a first people to pat ourselves on the back, great job, you finally did something, yahoo! And everybody else is like,
really?
It's like,
really?
It's like, you can't just ignore what's going on either. And not seeing the person for whom they are.
Right. Every person has the has the kind of
has that right to grow.
We, you know, in the fact that you have this picture. The picture of people who think that the the best thing is to see what they cannot see. For example, this kid, right, who is now 17, cannot be named for legal reasons, pleaded guilty at a central criminal court, and the defiant boy is now 14 years old in a County Louise estate between January 2009 and September 2013. Apparently it's two boys. The court heard that the boys knew each other as accused to live near the victim's grandmother. The 10-year-old will go over often plays home on his Xbox. And a local gardener told Pauline Wiley of South Carolina prosecuting that the teenager admitted that he had anal intercourse with the boy, but the victim told his first doctor that later specialist gardener that there have been 15-20 incidents in
I look at it and say at what he did and down to, and I'm all for saying everyone should for what he has done, but he can't just, it's like you can't just let someone get away with it when you do something of that
and
nature.
And yet, the court heard the victim first told his grandma that the teenager had touched his private part and his bum. Okay. But his mother then told social services, and the gardener who contacted the boy later told his uncle that the teenager had sex with him.
So,
yeah, the teenager's mom ran downstairs when it happened and accused would lock his bedroom door and threaten the boy. Do it or I'll beat you.
Never the best.
Which is never the case. But yet, Mrs. Wally read from a victim impact report that the boy was left feeling awkward, sad, scared as a result of abuse. Obviously. He said that he was scared of the teenager and still gets nightmares that he's chasing him, and he missed the days at school because he was so tired from lack of sleep.
Interesting.
He said he would get angry and take it out on his family, and he has to be a lot more careful about people who are around him. My life was bad.
Yeah.
And it's happening, but now it's good. It's coming to an end. He's delighted that it's all over. And the accused was interviewed twice and initially told the gardener that he had accidentally touched the boy during horseplay and later accepted that he violated him when he did was wrong. He said that the insight into the nature and the gravity of the offense remains limited, but added that his lack of misunderstanding is directly related to his intellectual disability.
So it's like he definitely has. I'm glad that he at least admitted to what he did wrong versus the not.
Well, yeah. But
so, yeah.
It's amazing in terms of stuff.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
That happened.
Yes.
It's insane. But life goes on.
Yes. And we must go on with the show.
Yes.
Like
we shall.
How the Reddit CEO resigned because she was exhausted. Like, come
exhausted.
On.
Exhausted.
Yes, like exhausted.
With what?
It's like being the
and
founder.
I met this CEO once. And it's the same person. Says he was exhausted. Not she. He. It's not easy being. I'm sorry. It's not easy being the front page, in charge of the front page of the internet, when Yin Cheng Wang stepped down from Reddit's chief executive office earlier this week. He wasn't clear why it was suggested there was a dispute over the office space, but the details were sketchy. On Thursday, Wang took to couture a popular question and decided to explain the job had exhausted him. After nearly 2.5 years, I am basically completely worn out and having significantly detrimental effects on my personal life.
It's almost like, okay, if you do something, if you're a CEO of a company, don't you know what you're doing? Don't you have? Don't you have certain things you do? Don't you think you have things you do? Managing people, having people to...
I mean, managing people, having people, you know. And he goes, I was probably pushed way too far. As a first-time CEO, I knew is that such jobs are supposed to be successful. I didn't really have a good baseline, i.e., how stressful is too stressful? Yet, recently, a couple of CEOs have been stepping down to have focus on more having healthier personal life issues. The CEO of Kimco reportedly resigned, and Max Strömson reported that in August, he's stepping down from his post as CEO of a tech company, MongoDB, to enjoy his life with his family.
That's a better thing. That's something that is reasonable when you're dealing with
so,
it's almost like
it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing to be a CEO of a company. It is stressful, but you have loads of enjoyment out of it. That's
yes.
The thing. You get loads of enjoyment of
It's almost like you're really wanting to give that off. To be able to say, I'm going to be able to be a CEO, be able to do whatever needs to be done, and go home. Then go home and do what you need to do. You have the cushiest CEOs delegate. So,
I mean, it's incredible. You know, you don't know how exhausted you are until you quit the CEO coming in and you go, oh, yes, this is fine. The IRS won't be happy with it.
Right. Almost like, so you quit because you're tired?
Well, you quit because you quit, and we hope we never quit this. Well, we practically not almost, but, I mean, yet the funny thing about CEOs, and I'm just going to say this, CEOs of their own companies, such as we are of AMC Press and Co., is that, yeah, the person on the other end may have a great time. She may not have a great time being CEO, but
shut up.
She's
who's that Kanye in here?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. But the fact remains is that every CEO in this world gets tired, and
yeah.
You know, every author then means about it and goes, yes, you're sleeping at work. But people with disabilities have the best thing, which is, but I'm disabled! Or, I'm not dead yet! It's still 9 o'clock in the morning!
Yeah.
Or,
I'm disabled.
Yes. You are disabled. There are half of CEOs who have ADHD and other disabilities throughout the world, and we applaud them for it. Why? Because of the fact that they're one of us.
Yes.
Welcome to the community. You lovely, lovely people, you. Yeah.
Infinitely puts things into perspective, too. It's like,
oh, yeah, that's about it.
Sorry, excuse me, what?
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, we can't really more put in more perspective than we've already put it, can we?
Yeah.
Will
no, we can't.
No, we can't.
No.
So then, let's just close up the show. Because we can't do that.
Yes.
Tonight's show was titled Headlines from Beyond Your Imagination. Indeed, this was Beyond Your Imagination. We would like to thank the people who produced this episode. Was produced by AMC Press & Co. Our sound was Johnny DeBell. Our driver is Stand and Deliver. Our newest cast members are Aline Goodman and Amanda Cavanaugh. And there will be a website very, very, very soon. We'll see you guys on Monday.
You can't handle the truth!
Yes, we can! Now shut up. Anyway, we'll see you on Monday for our show. And
yes,
as for tonight, with that...
Stay warm, everybody.
Good night!
Yes, night.